Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is campaigning to tackle wealth inequity. He says levels haven't been this high in the United States since the 1920s. The campaign's Arkansas director, Sarah Scanlon, says Sanders would increase taxes on companies like Arkansas-based Walmart and Tyson Foods to pay for new social programs.
We have three of the largest employers in this country are located in this state. And those employers at the top level are making a lot of money. The employees who get up in the morning, get up late at night, work all day, are not seeing their income grow.
Hillary Clinton's senior policy advisor, Anne O'Leary, says the former First Lady, Senator, and Secretary of State has focused her career on children, women, and families. She says Clinton believes fixing poverty is about more than just wages and taxes.
Of course we need to tax the wealthy. Of course we need to be much more aggressive. And she has very specific plans on how she's going to do that. But she also makes clear that that can't be the only answer. We also need to have economic development in distressed communities. We need to have opportunities for education.
Economics professor Sarah Quintanar of the University of Arkansas at Little Rock says the two have similar plans to fund education and regulate Wall Street, but Clinton embraces a more incremental pace. Quintanar says data shows Sanders' proposal to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour compared to Clinton's $12 federal goal could make a big difference in Arkansas if it happened.
Looking at raising it up to $15 impacts, you know, almost 500,000 more people in terms of this kind of mean wage. I think that has a much bigger impact on Arkansas specifically, just because we have so many people that fall within, you know, they're making more than $12, but less than $15.
But O'Leary says there's a reason for incremental change in states like Arkansas, which recently increased its minimum wage to $8.50 an hour.
Going from $8.50 to $15 in some communities would mean the loss of jobs. And so she's wanting to make sure that we have a very sensible approach to not only increasing the federal minimum wage, but then we allow communities to go further. And I think that's a really critical difference.
Sanders' campaign says his plans are achievable because he's creating a new political landscape, bringing out Arkansas voters, particularly young ones.
Senator Sanders' core message is it's not about me, it's about we. So engaging the grassroots and working with the grassroots is going to be instrumental in how he actually implements any policies.
O'Leary says Clinton has greater leadership skills, in part because she knows how to get things done in Washington, D.C.
She has the most, not only the most qualified resume of anybody who's running for president, but she also has the commitment to really thinking about how do we address the systemic problems in our country, whether it's systemic racism or inequality or childhood poverty.
Political scientist Andrew Dowdle at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville says the candidates' differences mirror a split that emerged on the left in the 1960s. Between a traditional New Deal coalition, which Sanders represents, focused on class struggle.
The assumption is that if the material inequalities are dealt with, differences in terms of pay for women, African Americans will end up going away.
And the rise of feminism and other strands of progressivism that influenced Clinton.
The Clinton campaign really does believe that there are structural issues that go beyond socioeconomic concerns, that if you look at the unequal treatment of women, the unequal treatment of ethnic and racial minorities, that these aren't things that are simply going to go away because you've raised the minimum wage.
57% of likely voters support Clinton in a recent Talk Business and Politics and Hendricks College poll. Sanders had 25% and 18% were undecided less than a month ago. Dowdle says that's in part because Arkansans tend to vote for candidates with regional ties, and hers remains strong. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, KUAR News.